This is lesson number 4 of Your First Info Product. And in this lesson, we're going to be talking about your OTO or one-time offer and your sales funnel. OTO stands for one-time offer. That is a special offer that your customers see after they purchase your front-end product. Now, we're not getting ahead of ourselves here by talking about this because this is in this order for a particular reason, because I want you to start thinking about what you're going to include with your products. We already did your product outline for your main product, but we need to outline what your upsell product is going to be, or we need to determine what kind of material do you have on your hard drive already of products that you've already created or content you already have, or maybe private labor rights content that you can find or coaching services you can offer for your upsell or one-time offer. Because if you do not do an upsell, you are leaving a lot of money on the table. In fact, you can double or triple your revenue numbers and make your affiliates extremely happy if you have a good funnel in place. This is also known, again, as the upsell, and it's a complimentary offer that your customers see after purchasing your product. And again, it's not required of them to buy that product for the front end to work, but it should complement what they just got. So maybe it's a special training course on how to train your dog, and then maybe the complimentary offer for them is 10 additional tips to have a puppy-free home, and maybe that's the upsell. The OTO, it's a key component of a good sales funnel, and you must have this in place or you're going to leave a lot of money on the table. Like I said earlier, it can double or triple your revenues. Never launch an offer without an upsell. You're going to be leaving money on the table, so that's why I want to get it in your head right now that upsells are vital to your success, because the number one key to my success in selling 7 figures online has been because I have good funnels in place. Your upsell or one-time offer should complement the offer people purchased on the front end. It should never be required to get the upsell for the front-end offer to work. This is a bad customer service practice, and it's something that you should not engage in. You should make sure that they are getting the best value for their money. Most of your money is typically made from the upsell, so really make sure that you are including that in your business. And here's some ideas for a good quality upsell. Templates, they work extremely well. So those could be templates that go along with the offer you have. Those could be templates, cheat sheets, resources. So let's say you're doing, you know, diet tips and strategies. If you're doing a diet product, a great template or a cheat sheet might be a shopping list, right? A ready-to-go shopping list, so people get into the grocery store, they know exactly what kind of products they should be buying at the grocery store so they can better achieve the goals. If you are teaching people how to write sales copy, you could include some sales copy templates that they could swipe and use. So there's several different ideas there, but templates do very well. More advanced training that kind of takes them a level up from what you just covered on the front end, you can offer them advanced training at a discount. So once they go through the front end training, they have an advanced level that they can go to. Coaching does extremely well here. So this is where you can offer your coaching, your services, your additional ideas. It works extremely well here. Coaching does great because the coaching upsell is vital, because a lot of people need a coach. They want to get coached, and you can make a lot of revenue on that. Webinar training, you can offer a live webinar training. You could offer a live webinar Q&A session. So you can offer those things to your customers in the upsell. And you could also do a complimentary training that kind of enhances what they're just learning. So for example, a complimentary training might be if you are in the baseball niche, and let's say you're teaching people how to hit a baseball, and you're not sure about what upsell to use, but you know that for baseball, that for people to be effective at baseball, just like they need to be effective at losing weight as well, it's all about their mindset. Just like for business owners too, you should have the right mindset in place so you can achieve success. So why not offer a mindset training as the upsell? So that's an example of a complimentary training. So you could offer self-help, personal development, mindset training to a lot of different products out there, whether it's a parenting product, a sports-related product. There's a lot of upsell opportunities there. You could offer a private Facebook group as well for your customers. So if they take action now on the upsell, you're going to give them access to an ongoing community of people where they bounce ideas off of each other. Here's the next key component of your info product funnel. You have your front-end offer, and generally for my launches that have produced six figures plus in sales, we kind of use this same formula for these launches. And so I just want to give you an example of what a good info product funnel will look like. Some of you might just have the one upsell. Some of you might have four upsells. Some of you might only have two upsells, and that's perfectly fine. But I wanted to kind of, you know, help you visualize what a product funnel looks like so you can be integrating this in your business, and you can include all the things we just talked about here on ideas for your upsell. So your front end offer, again, mine generally range from 27 to 37. Depending on your niche, your front end product might be 197. It's going to depend on your market. So please do not think you need to stick to my prices. This just gives you an idea of what we're going for. So I have a good front end offer. Then the first upsell, I pile in the value. So that might be they get 2-for-1 on the trainings. They get additional bonuses. They might get access to additional exclusive interviews. They might get some live Q&A sessions or live webinar. They might get access to a private customer-only VIP upgrade Facebook group. So that might be a great example there. If they say no to the first upsell, I always like to offer downsell on that first upsell. I don't downsell everything else because of the fact that it can get monotonous for the people going through your product and get very difficult for them. So I always have a downsell on the first upsell because it kind of sets the tone and gets people in that buying rhythm in your funnel. But it's so important because you're adding additional value here. So my upsells never are required to purchase to make the front end work. They always complement, and that's really key for you. So whether they take the upsell one or downsell one, you can always send them through a no thank you link where they say, no thanks, I don't want this offer, to the next upsell that you have. And maybe that next upsell might be coaching, right? It might be coaching, or it might be that third upsell in the 497 range that, hey, I will give you 5 coaching sessions at a discounted rate for only $297 if you take action right now. That might be the end of your funnel. So your front end product might be a training on, you know, puppy training, right? Your next upsell might be some, you know, 10 tips on how to puppy proof your house. Then your next upsell might be a special series of webinars where you're going to help guide them through and maybe access to the Facebook group. That might be the second upsell. The third upsell could be private coaching and mentoring as they go through puppy training, as they go through their relationships, as they go through their breakup. So you can get the idea of your info product funnel right here. So that's what it would look like. So deeper funnels increase your profits massively. That's why I really wanted to make sure I told you about that. Provide related offers throughout the funnel. That's super important. The upsells should always complement what they purchased. Provide insane value on that first OTO to really maximize those conversions. And your affiliates are going to be happy if you have a good converting sales funnel and good upsells, because instead of them making sales on one product, they're going to make sales on 3 or 4 products. It's really key for them. Use private label rights on your hard drive. Offer bonus live training sessions. Include those templates. And again, private label rights material that's sitting on your hard drive, I cannot underestimate the importance of that enough. Really important. And just do not be afraid to sell. The key to being successful at product launches is to not be afraid to sell. And here's another great example of how a sales funnel looks like and how it's kind of put together. So I've got a product here that I launched on the front end. I've got a training teaching people about how to set up their first sales funnel. And then I lead people on the next slides into a complimentary training product that I've decided to add in here to the funnel. So how they can quickly and easily add an additional, you know, revenue or get additional training. And so you can see it kind of just pieces them through. And the final piece of my funnel in this particular example, it's a monthly newsletter that I charge $17 a month for. So I don't have that high ticket price, but I have a monthly newsletter, and quite a few people took us up on that. So we have a nice base of subscribers paying $17 a month. So you can add in, you know, monthly components to your funnel as well. But I wanted to show you how this works. At the bottom of the page, we all see those no thank you links. So the no thank you, I'm not interested. Those are the links where you click on those, and it's going to take people to the next part of your funnel. So it's really vital that you understand that. So when they click no thanks, it's going to take them, if they were to go through and buy my front end product and come to this page, there's going to be a no thank you link on this page. When they click that no thanks link instead of the buy button, they're going to be taken to the next upsell. If they click that no thanks, they'll be taken to the third upsell. So hopefully you can see how that works. And one of those tips that I want to share with you that I use is I try to make my no thanks link stand out. I like to make it jump out at people so that they actually end up seeing my entire sales funnel. So this is a great example of a good sales funnel. Let's start mapping out that funnel, understanding what upsells you're going to use, because upsells are vital to your success online with info products.